Page 174. Read. The World's Most Extraordinary Buildings.
So, a building is just a building, right?
Wrong.
Buildings have many different purposes. People use buildings for living, for working, for manufacturing, and also for going to school or to the movies. Here are some of the key reasons we build buildings. Buildings for shelter. Everybody needs a place to sleep, eat, and keep themselves protected from the weather. So we build houses, apartments, and hotels. Have a look at a few exceptional ones from around the world. The Palais Bulle, Bubble Palace, is a palace that's used for conferences and other big events. It reminds people of caves. There aren't any straight lines at all. There's a hotel in Finland that's made entirely of glass igloos, where guests can sleep under the stars. And take a look at this hotel in the Maldives. Its bedrooms are almost 5 meters underwater. Buildings for work. People have jobs, so they need places where they can work. People work in factories, warehouses, lighthouses, offices, schools, hospitals, courthouses, restaurants, airports, barns, showrooms, libraries, skyscrapers, and bus, train, fire, and police stations. This is the headquarters of the Longaberger Company in Ohio, which manufactures wooden baskets. Here's an office with a difference. It recycles water and uses the power of the sun. There are even trees growing on a terrace on one of the floors. Buildings for leisure and fun. Everyone likes to have fun, so we need buildings for that purpose too. Whether we want to listen to a concert, go to a play, or play some sports. Shopping malls, movie theaters, and museums are all buildings that we use for having fun. This incredible museum is built in the shape of a saucer. It's set on a cliff top above a beach in Niterói, Brazil. What do architects do? Before a building can be built, an architect needs to design the shape of the building and plan exactly how it will be used. First, the architect has to consider how many people will need to work or live inside the building, and what activities these people will be doing. This is called the function of the building. Then the architect draws detailed plans and makes a model of the building so that clients can see what the finished structure will look like. This also helps the architect decide how much steel will be needed. When the planning is finished and approved, construction can begin. Zaha Hadid, architect. Zaha Hadid was an architect who designed countless buildings, concert halls, theaters, towers, museums, art galleries, stadiums, ski jumps with cafes, you name it. Here are some of Zaha's most famous buildings. The Dorobanti Tower, in the heart of Bucharest, Hungary, is an apartment block that was designed using diamond shapes and stands 200 meters tall. It's visible from several kilometers away and has been designed to be extremely strong since Bucharest is located in an earthquake zone. In 2010, construction of the Sheikh Zayed Bridge in Abu Dhabi, UAE, was completed. Zaha designed the arches of the bridge to look like wavy sand dunes in the desert. By night, the bridge is lit with colored lights that change little by little, giving an amazing impression of movement. Standing 64 meters above the water, the bridge is one of the most complex ever built. Zaha was also the architect for the London Olympics Aquatic Center, where all the swimming and diving competitions took place. Check this out! It's part of the Dongdaemun Design Plaza and Park, designed by Zaha to bring inspiration to the people of Seoul, South Korea. It has a design museum, a library, and lecture theaters. It's surrounded by a 30,000 square meter park, laid out in the traditional Korean way, with reflecting pools, lotus ponds, and bamboo plants.